This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Some Illinois state lawmakers are pushing a bill that would merge the CTA, Metra, and PACE into one transit agency. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports the Metropolitan Mobility Authority would replace the Regional Transit Authority and oversee all transportation systems in the Chicago area. Lawmakers want to add an extra $1.5 billion a year in transportation spending. State Senator Ram Villivalam says merging transit agencies would eliminate competition for money.
We can get people out of their cars and into their communities. We can leverage this incredible asset to make Illinois downtowns more walkable, more vibrant, and more prosperous.
Villivalam says Chicago Transit is facing a budget crisis as federal pandemic relief dollars start to run out. A tent encampment is up at the University of Chicago in Hyde Park. It was erected this morning in solidarity with the people of Gaza. This follows a similar sit-in that started last week at Northwestern University in Evanston, and it's part of a national movement of college students using tent encampments as a way to protest the U.S. involvement in Israel's war in Gaza. Hundreds of Chicago police officers and other mourners attended today's funeral for Officer Luis Huesca. My colleague Michael Puente reports Chicago police stood at attention and saluted as a black hearse pulled in front of St. Rita of Kaskia Shrine Chapel on the city's southwest side. The officer's body was escorted from a funeral home in West Suburban Oak Lawn to the chapel. Officer Huesca was shot and killed outside his home in the early morning hours of April 21st, just 2 days before his 31st birthday. He had just finished his shift when he returned to his home in Gage Park. The family of the fallen officer requested that Mayor Brandon Johnson not attend today's funeral. Three-time WNBA champion Candace Parker is stepping away from the game, Parker making that announcement yesterday on Instagram. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says Parker's career has been full of accolades ever since she played for Naperville Central High School in the western suburbs, and one achievement was especially sweet for Chicago fans.
When she came to Chicago as a free agent and was able to help the Chicago Sky win their first championship, that was a big deal because, you know, at her point of her career, she could have gone anywhere, but she chose to come home to Chicago. And, of course, Sky fans really appreciated that.
Parker is the first player in WNBA history to win three championships with three different teams. And a new kind of music festival is coming to the Chicago area in September. The first ever Evanston Folk Fest announced its lineup today. More than 30 artists are slated to perform, including Sierra Farrell and Patty Griffin. The fest is being organized by the music venue Space. Jake Samuels is Space's director of music and says there was an opening for this kind of event in the Chicago area.
This particular lane of music and songwriting perhaps doesn't always get a shot at major festivals in town. So there does seem to be an opportunity here. There's such a great tradition of folk festivals throughout the country.
The festival will be held September 7th and 8th in Evanston's Dawes Park. Weather, cloudy, breezy, mild today with a high in the low 70s and gradually clearing tonight. Tonight's low in the upper 40s. And Tuesday, sunny and mild, high again in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.